Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in our basement in London. Our special guest is Barry Cataniola, who joined us remotely.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content.
This week.
Terrified woman returns home to find mutant potatoes have taken over her flat.
Woman catches delivery drivers slagging off her hairless cat.
Rod catches Shan lying about her cat being hairless.
Mortified mum left in stitches at daughter's potty mouth.
Monkey correspondents Barry's mum and Ian are back in Apes of Froth with an update on their emotional post-lockdown visit to Monkey World.
Those are the headlines.
And what we need today, Barry, is the last episode of the series, last episode of series 3. That means this is episode 36 of The Froth before we have a little break. We need an update from Barry's mum, Aviv and Ian, and the Apes of Froth feature, our monkey correspondents. The last we spoke to them, if you remember, which I do vividly, no pun intended on your mother's name, we were talking to them. It must have been before April the 12th because we were looking forward to lockdown restrictions easing and that date in everybody's head of April the 12th. Some people were looking forward to pubs reopening outdoors. Some people were looking forward to this, that and the other. Your mum and Ian were looking forward to going down, possibly even going down the night before.
Well, he's talking about breaking the law, actually, if you remember.
Talking about breaking the law and not waiting till the 12th of April for Monkey World to open.
To go to Monkey World.
They were going to go the night before.
They didn't.
Yeah, they didn't break,
they didn't
the, law
break the law in the end.
But mainly because my mum was offered a second vaccination. They weren't sure what to do.
That's right, you did mention it. Exactly. I remember you said at the time that it was quite a dilemma.
It was a dilemma, and I'm not just saying that to get them out of trouble.
they genuinely didn't
go down in the end. Yeah.
What a choice. Immunity in a world pandemic or Monkey World again.
Yeah. Well, not even that. It's not even that. You can go to Monkey World tomorrow.
Which is what they did. Immunity, they went the day after.
You know, immunity from a global pandemic. And I'll go to Monkey World tomorrow or take my chances and go tonight.
Monkey World tonight, no immunity.
They were treating it like the sales at Selfridges, the Boxing Day sales, weren't they?
Yes.
All right, well, I think it's time to put people out of their misery and find out what happened if and when Barry's mum and Ian got to go to Monkey World. Apes of Froth.
Hello.
Hello.
Who we are. Hang on, I'm just going to turn the volume up. Just
a look at that. Hi, Aviv. Hi, Ian.
Just bear with us a second.
Yeah, we're bearing with you. Don't worry, we're just... While you get the technology sorted, I will describe what we can see. We can see you're obviously obviously you're out of lockdown. You've gone down to the flat in Bournemouth where I can see most of the monkeys have clearly spent lockdown. Look at that.
How many are there?
I don't think we've ever seen you in the whole collection.
So
look at that.
They're on top of, like a, a big display cabinet. They're also, there's quite a few in some
severe overcrowding in...
we've got about 130 odd here.
130 monkeys in our frame right now. We're looking at Ian and Viv and 130. There's two of those fold away camping chairs that you get in the services
that you take to
festivals.
They have
got roughly 30 monkeys in each one. Severely overcrowded. There are monkeys in the drinks holders spilling out. And then there's shelves and display cabinets behind with monkeys crammed up to the ceiling. Some of them
packed to the rafters.
Some of them back to the rafters.
And also, Mum and Ian are sat in between the first row of monkeys on said picnic chairs and the display of monkeys on top of the sideboard at the end.
Can we take a photograph? Can we take a screenshot?
We need a photograph of that.
It's like a lovely school picture, you know, like Carnage, where there's 800 kids all like looking the same way.
That is amazing. Now, if you wouldn't mind, you two, if you could just take us through all their names.
Oh my god!
Starting here. This is Sam. He used to be Farming Sam, but he's now Sailor Sam because he's in a sailor's outfit.
I think with 130 to get through, just the names will be fine. Yeah.
Hi, Sam.
Don't worry about their backstory.
No. This is Princess, or she's actually her real name is Vicky Victoria.
Oh, we like Vicky.
Ian, as much as I told you to hurry through it with 100...
Yeah,
you say her real name.
Okay, well, we go very quickly. Polly's got her little babies. I don't know if you can see her little babies. And little Pip is right in the middle of her babies.
Well, we don't know where they came from.
Well, one day I'll tell you if you're well behaved, Viv.
This is Harry. Harry's next. He's the one with the golf clubs. You can see his golf clubs there. Yeah. So, Susie.
Yeah.
Young Susie. I'm going as quick as I can. There's Mary. And we've got William here.
Yeah.
Moving along, we've got Morris. Morris the monkey. Yeah. There's Albert. Yeah. He's the main.
He's the main man.
Right in the middle. Yeah. Pride of place.
If this was the Mafia, he would be the Don, right?
They're moving along from Albert. This one here. This is Buzz. I don't know if you can see Buzz.
Buzz?
Yeah.
He's a spaceman.
He's a spaceman.
Have you not got one of those things like when you have a big school photo or an army brigade where they've got the names down the bottom?
What we should do.
And this is our newbie.
Who's that?
This is Lorraine, but her name is Lulu. And she's a ballerina.
She arrived a few days ago.
Yeah. She's adorable.
Where from?
Came off eBay.
Always off eBay.
She wasn't too happy because the postman couldn't get her through the letterbox, so she left her on a dustbin.
Guys, you guys need to get a new letterbox.
Yeah, I remember once we spoke to you, one of the monkeys had spent the weekend in a letterbox with no knickers on.
That was Susie.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, Lulu.
So up on the shelf behind
the other ones.
No.
Yeah.
No. Ian, I think you've got about 80 to get through.
A bit more than that. You can't see the tent. Next.
Oh yeah.
Next, a tent.
Lucy here behind me.
Yeah.
Tent in the corner. You can't quite see it. There's about 50 odd little monkeys in there.
Rod and Sean, just as well, just put this in some sort of context. The flat there in Bournemouth, which I've been to many times, if I told you there's at least 10 lighthouses in there, you'd probably be surprised. I mean, anyone would be surprised at that. You know, this flat, this fairly small flat, it's got a load of... How many lighthouses have you got? Is it lighthouses you've got around?
Oh!
I'll be honest, we have got rid of quite a few lighthouses. We certainly had upwards of 70 or 80 lighthouses. Yeah.
What a lighthouse.
What I love about this is that you are our monkey correspondents. We come to you because of the monkeys. I didn't realise that you... Anyone else, if they had 70 or 80 lighthouses, that would be what you'd know them for. I've known you for years and I had no idea.
All different types of... Most of them, you put little tea light candles in.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of...
Now we've got... we got loads of those, but we've sort of pruned down our collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get more monkeys, really.
We want more monkeys, yeah.
Were you slightly worried that 70 or 80 tea lights in lighthouses and 130 cuddly monkeys from Hong Kong might be a bad mix?
You can't get insurance on that.
Now look, you two, Vivian, now let's get to the all important matter. The last time we spoke to you, we were all on lockdown, and we were talking about lockdown restrictions easing, and we were talking about people's plans, and some people were talking about the pubs opening or going back to school, whatever it might be. You are very much in your sight was Monkey World opening on the 12th of April. You were gonna go down the night before.
Yeah.
Now then, what our listeners will be wanting to know, what happened there? What did you get down there?
Well, we did, but we were a day late, mainly because you had your
COVID.
Yeah. I remember Barry did tell us that you were in a bit of a dilemma whether to have your COVID jab or go to Monkey World.
And we sort of tossed and turned, and we thought, well, should we? And we had a big debate about it.
We did.
I mean, a lot of people have been debating about the vaccination, but I'm not sure if that's ever been the
there is
the big issue.
There is lively debate out there about whether to have a vaccine or not, but not usually about whether to go to Monkey World or have the vaccine.
But we opted for your vaccination.
Yeah, we did.
Very sensible,
probably.
And then we came down straight after, and we went to Monkey World the following day.
And we took
full of confidence.
And we took young Lucy.
So it was Lucy's turn.
Yay! She carried her all the way round.
We did.
Lucy is the orangutan, who's a little bit bigger than the other monkeys.
She is.
What sort of reaction does Lucy get from the real ones?
Much. Well, this time not much, mainly because
she's been before.
The problem was
we have to.
What was it like going? Because you hadn't been there for quite a while. What was it like going back there?
It was quite emotional in a funny sort of way, really.
Was it?
Yes, we just sort of love it. It's great,
it was nice.
And you never know who you're going to bump into.
who did you bump into, Ian?
They have quite a few celebrities that will go around there as well.
Do they?
Oh, who was there? Who was there this time?
Well, not this time, there was. But previously.
Who have you seen there previously?
Brian May from Queen has been there.
Really?
God,
he doesn't want to get his hair too near the cage.
It's so nice to see you all.
We'll see you soon.
We'll come and see you.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, monkeys.
Bye.
Apes of froth. Now then, you ready for a frothy story? Episode 36. It says the final episode of the series, of series 3, before we have a little break for the summer and so on.
36.
Here is your first, 36
We've
episodes.
We've done
36 of these shitty things. here we go, our frothy story, first frothy story of the week. Here we go, listen up. Mortified mum left in stitches.
Ooh.
At daughter's potty mouth after brutally honest request. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah, like some of this already.
A mum shared the awkward moment she overheard her daughter request some assistance in the bathroom, leaving people in hysterics at the youngster's forthright manner. Children can be so charming, says the article. Children can be so charming, so funny, joyful, and make us laugh out loud. This journalist has really nailed children there, haven't they? They really got what they can make us laugh out loud, a child.
Okay.
That journalist must have some themselves.
They must. They certainly seem to know what they're talking about. I certainly can't think of
anything
else
research
about children.
Yeah.
Oh, so next line. They can also be disgusting.
Yeah, you definitely got kids.
Children can be so charming, so funny, joyful, and make us laugh out loud. They can also be disgusting. Just ask any parent. We're back to laughter. And leave many of us in stitches with their forthright nature.
I'm in stitches right now. I've got stitches in my stomach.
Do you want to tell us about your operation, Sean?
Not really.
Okay. One mum...
Sorry, I'll shut up a minute.
One mum left people in stitches. Oh, stitches again, Sean.
Yeah, me again.
You just had an operation. Hello? Sean's just come out of hospital. She has stitches. So
it's actually hurting when I laugh.
Yeah, well, don't laugh.
But I laugh. Yeah, I know. That's why I couldn't do it last time.
Don't. Well, that's why you couldn't do the podcast last week.
Because
you
couldn't laugh.
In case you
laughed,
your stitches out.
What do you mean, in case I laughed? I laugh all the time.
Yeah, that is true.
Isn't it? Yeah. Which is a compliment to you.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't.
How are your stitches?
Yeah, fine.
Good. One mum left people in stitches. Hey, you've... Oh, no, we've done that bit. Recently, after sharing a hilarious moment with her daughter, who was in the bathroom alone. So you got the picture.
Right. How old is she?
I don't know yet. We don't know. Okay. I said you got the picture.
Right.
You clearly... You haven't been told that yet.
You've got the picture. It's a kid having a shit by themselves.
Barry! not with kids. It's a red line for me, that, kids and shit.
Is it?
Yeah. Of course it is. You know that. It was in our vows.
What? Was it? No, it wasn't. Our vows was about you...
No shitting kids, I said.
You not buying loads of frozen meat.
Yeah, part of our vows were about me not buying any more frozen meat. Part of it was about my red line of shitting kids.
Now, it was unconventional, to say the least.
It was unconventional. It was a beautiful ceremony, wasn't it?
It was lovely. It was lovely.
Okay.
The daughter's in the bathroom alone. That's all we know.
Right.
The mum's outside. We don't know how old they are. We don't know what the daughter's doing.
Right.
Undeterred by societal norms, she let her mum know exactly what she wanted and why.
Right.
So the daughter's in there now. She's undeterred by societal norms.
Right.
Okay.
Good for her.
Mum Jacqueline Schultz shared the...
What?
Well, given that the journalist...
I don't think this is a proper journalist.
It's hilarious. Look at this. Look at that. You know, if you were writing a story, you know, I understand clickbait. I understand the idea of clickbait. So you say that something is... I mean, we use it on The Froth, don't we? You know?
Yeah.
People were in stitches. People were amazed. Barry's mind has been blown by some vaguely surprising fact. We use it, right?
Right.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Or hyperbole, as you call it, Sean.
Well, speaker.
Right? But listen to this. If you're the journalist, you're trying to big up the story, right?
Yeah.
You say things like, minds were blown. The internet was in stitches. All that kind
of
stuff.
Or like, look how old this woman looks now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That kind of clickbait stuff. yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mum, Jacqueline Schultz, right, shared the brackets, admittedly quite funny exchange on TikTok.
Admittedly quite funny.
Yeah,
that's the journalist. Shared the brackets, admittedly quite funny.
I think the journalist is having some kind of...
Exchange on TikTok.
I think the journalist is having some kind of...
I mean, doesn't really make you want to read on, does it? Oh, hang on a minute. It's admittedly quite funny.
Right.
Everybody was in stitches a minute ago.
Yeah, this journalist trying to hit a deadline.
A word count. The video of the exchange, admittedly quite funny exchange, which Jacqueline captioned parenting in a nutshell.
She videoed it?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's outside her own toilet, videoing the door with her daughter behind it. Fucking weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
The video of the exchange, which Jacqueline captioned parenting in a nutshell, has been viewed more than 3 million times since being uploaded.
Right.
Okay, here we go. We're getting there now. We'll soon be at the nuts and bolts.
This better be bloody funny.
It's admittedly quite funny.
This better burst my stitches.
Okay.
Split your sides laughing.
Oh, yeah. Hold on to your... Because you could literally split your sides laughing.
I could, yeah, I know, I did.
Where are your stitches? I should know this. Where are they roughly?
All over my stomach.
No, you're not Frankenstein.
What? He didn't have them in his stomach, did he? All over just my stomach.
Crisscrossing your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, be careful.
Okay.
Hold on to them. Because you could split them, yeah?
Yeah.
If you hear like... Okay, then just switch off, Barry. Stop recording.
Yeah. Actually, no, keep recording. We'll video it. We'll put it online.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clickbait. Clickbait.
Yeah.
Woman splits her sides. No, literally. Laughing. No, honestly. In it, her child can be heard shouting. Here we go. So the daughter's in the toilet. The mum's outside videoing it. Nothing to see. Nothing unusual so far. My dad always used to film me when I was in the toilet. Sometimes through the window or a hand would come out of the sink with a camera on it.
One of those old 80s cameras.
He'd be hiding in the airing cupboard with a massive 80s camera.
Who
just filming me on the toilet. Oh, yeah.
Boundaries?
Well, why is this woman outside the door filming her daughter in the bog?
Yeah.
In it, her child can be heard shouting, "I need freaking toilet paper to wipe my ass!" I need freaking toilet paper to wipe my ass. As Jacqueline breaks down in hysterics, her child helpfully clarifies, my butthole.
That is funny. How old is she then?
Well, admittedly quite funny. It's very funny, journalist. I don't know. Undeterred, the toddler, it says.
A toddler?
Continues. Ooh, found the freaking toilet paper.
The video. Is the kid saying freaking or are you adding freaking?
The kid's saying freaking. No, this freaking is...
That's hilarious.
Ooh, found the freaking toilet paper. I need freaking toilet paper to wipe my ass. I'm not adding anything here. This is verbatim quotes on the video. One woman commented, I know we shouldn't laugh, but how can you not?
Why shouldn't you laugh?
I got no
you
idea.
You shouldn't film it.
What do you think? It's been posted up there as a documentary.
This is information. This is what happens if you're unconstrained by societal norms.
Yeah. Have you seen the documentary about societal norms where the woman's toddler's having a shit on the toilet and keeps shouting out about her butthole? Very interesting.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Woman, here's your second frothy story. Woman catches delivery drivers slagging off her hairless cat.
Okay.
So, there's a woman, she's at home. She's got one of them apps, you know, them apps where you can have a camera on your doorbell kind of thing. So these delivery drivers turn up, right? Delivery drivers turn up and they start slagging off her hairless cat. And she sees them.
How does she know? She can hear it.
She's got a fucking camera in her doorbell.
Yeah, but you can't usually hear people, can you? Just see them.
She must have one with an audio facility.
Right.
Let's just read the story. The driver's conversation, the delivery driver's, right? Mm-hmm. Conversation outside the house backfired as it was recorded. Now, Sean, pay attention to the details here. Recorded on a doorbell camera for the homeowner. You okay with that?
Yes.
Who luckily found their exchange about her Sphinx cat hilarious. So she wasn't upset.
Right.
That's good. Nobody's upset. Nobody was upset in the making of this story. Today's lesson, says, courtesy of one woman, is never assume that you won't be overheard bad-mouthing someone else. Or in this case, a cat. No. All right, kids? Never assume that you won't be overheard if you're slagging off a cat. Says, Melissa McCormick was left in stitches. Not another one.
Oh, hey, God.
You got stitches.
I know. Why is it with all these women?
How are your stitches?
They're all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm just holding them together.
It's like you've picked these stories just to upset Sean.
Melissa McCormick was left in stitches after reviewing footage of two delivery drivers dropping off her new television. She obviously likes her technology, doesn't she? New television.
Well, no, she's got a doorbell and a TV.
And
a
new TV. Newfangled TV.
Well, she's
got a doorbell, Barry.
We have neither.
No, actually, we have neither.
We haven't got a TV or a doorbell camera. Or even a doorbell. So she does like her technology. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. Well,
just more than you.
If you come round us, you just have to shout, Rod! And then hope somebody turns up.
We've got dogs.
Yeah, we have Rosie.
It seems the duo wasn't a fan of her grey Sphinx cat, who is called Dublin.
Who wrote this?
The journalist.
Is it the same guy?
or girl?
So far, I'm on the delivery driver's side. I don't like the idea of this hairless cat myself. I haven't even seen it.
But like, how much does that this journalist want to use a different word to describe a hairless cat?
What are you trying to say?
Well, come on.
What?
Come on.
What?
Well, it's obvious.
What?
Just is. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Oh, come on.
There's only us two here, so that's one of us seven. So, in terms of the audience, half of it does, half of it
Barry,
doesn't.
Barry, do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Right,
come
so
on.
The audience has no clue
what
you're
talking about. So there's an article about a hairless cat.
Yes.
A woman's hairless cat is being discussed by workmen. Come
okay,
on.
Sorry, I see where you're going with this.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, but it is about a hairless cat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got a fucking picture of it.
I don't want to see your picture of it.
Hang on.
I've got a picture of a hairless cat. You think the drivers are outside going, blah, 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 shave pussy, blah, blah. And then you think the journalist has got the wrong end of the idea and put a thing in about a hairless cat.
I think it could be an euphemism.
But there's a picture of the cat.
I don't want to see the picture of the cat.
It's not a euphemism, it's a hairless cat.
It looks like a French bulldog.
It does look
like a French bulldog. We'll put that picture on social media. Shall I read on?
Yes.
Please.
Right. Now that we've established that it isn't them talking about a flange outside her doorbell, they have genuinely seen her hairless cat. Hairless cat in this story is not a euphemism.
Right.
Called Mrs. Slocum.
Yeah. Go on then.
In the next story, I've got delivery drivers caught on camera talking about a man's pork sword. And that is a euphemism. He hasn't got a pork sword.
the neighbour peeking through the beef curtains.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
That one is horrific.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Using that in a romantic setting.
Look. I knew this bloke once, and this is genuine what he said. He'd been off on paternity leave, and I said to him congratulations and stuff, and was everything okay? It was the most amazing experience of my life. I tell you, he was really emotional, and he went, when that baby's head come out of my wife's growler, and it absolutely.
Oh, my stitches.
But also,
Sean's stitches.
Completely sincerely.
So and that baby's head.
So he just calls it
Peter
that.
Peter Marmite's growler.
That's what he calls it in a beautiful moment.
Yeah. Sean's holding her sides. You know? Yeah, she's literally holding
her
sides.
She's got
stitches.
Yeah.
As we know. Well, this is really about a hairless cat. Okay?
Okay.
The men are discussing her hairless cat.
Right.
She's got one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, who hasn't?
You?
Stop my stitch. Honestly, my stitches. Ow. Okay.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, Rosie.
Rosie, don't you get involved. Rosie's trying to lick your stitches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rosie, get down. Not now.
Rosie, tell me.
Not now, darling.
Oh, my God.
So the delivery drivers.
Yeah.
So they're outside and they didn't like the cat. And it was all captured in HD, high definition, for Melissa, she likes her technology, to watch on her doorbell camera. She shared the awkward video on TikTok, where else? Where it has racked up hundreds of thousands of views. In the video, she wrote, where the delivery guy compares... Oh, right, here we go. Ah, okay, so this is what the delivery guy said. So she put the video up of the recording from her doorbell of two delivery drivers outside her house delivering something and slagging off her hairless cat.
Right.
It says, in the video, she titled it, when the delivery guy compares his shaved balls to your hairless cat.
That took a twist I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
One of the men points at the poor hairless cat called Dublin before the other one says, yuck. After knocking on the door, one of the men asks, how do people hold those cats, man? It's disgusting, bro. Before joking, they look like my balls when I shave. Now, your third frothy story. Terrified woman returns home to find mutant potatoes have taken over her flat. Donna Pore.
What?
That's her name.
Right.
Donna Pore says she was left terrified by a strange shape lurking in her kitchen after returning to her flat for the first time in 3 months due to coronavirus restrictions. When coronavirus lockdown restrictions were announced, Donna Pore.
She sounds like a pizza from a cheap like takeaway.
Yes.
Ooh, I quite fancy
two Donna Pores, please, on a like.
And you know what it is? It's a pizza that the from one of those places that also does kebabs, and it's the pizza with kebab meat.
Yes.
When coronavirus lockdown restrictions were announced, Donna Pore wasted no time in fleeing her home to spend quarantine with her boyfriend on the other side of town.
Fleeing?
Probably took a hairless cat.
I take issue with fleeing.
Yes.
Among the belongings she left behind as she hurriedly relocated was a simple bag of potatoes. A simple bag of potatoes.
Yeah. You don't want to put them in complicated bags.
Among the belongings she left behind, so she's high tier. So coronavirus lockdowns, lockdown restrictions have been lifted, and she's gone. Right, I'm getting over the other side of town to see my boyfriend.
Yeah,
leaving behind a simple bag of potatoes that she'd picked up from the local shop.
Yeah,
and it says here, just in case anybody was wondering what she was intending to do with them, it says she'd picked them up from the local shop with the intention of cooking them for dinner.
I mean, every part of that sentence. Like, she got them from a shop. Okay, well, I wasn't imagining that she was going straight direct to the farmer.
No, yeah. Local shop.
Yeah, local shop. And she was going to eat them. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm up to speed.
Yeah. She didn't give them a second thought.
You wouldn't, would you?
Nah.
As she happily passed the time with her boyfriend.
Not in a global pandemic.
I'd be disappointed if I was with my girlfriend first time after lockdown.
You were Donna Pore's boyfriend.
Penny for your thoughts while you were making love. And she said,
what?
Just thinking about this simple bag of potatoes I left earlier.
Yeah, just pulls away from a passionate kiss.
What's up, love? Oh, I left these potatoes in a simple bag. Rosie, will you get
I got them from the local shop, you know.
I got them from the local shop. Why? I was going to cook them for dinner.
Yeah.
Every now and again, Donna Pore is just caught staring into space, thinking about the potatoes she bought 3 months ago. Yeah. Are you all right, Donna?
Well, she should
I'm all right, actually.
She should have been, but apparently...
You're not thinking about them potatoes again, are you?
You know, Donna, just don't worry about it. I mean, I'm sure COVID is going to clear
can
up.
Can you just focus on the sex,
Donna,
please?
They found...
Look at me.
Donna, they found a vaccine. They've discovered a... No, it's not that. Right.
She didn't give them a second thought. She happily passed the time with her boyfriend before returning to the flat in Caen in France. When she opened the door, she was terrified by the unassuming bag of spuds, which had grown metre-long pink tentacles and reached out to every corner of her small flat. There they are.
Hang on, how small is it? If it was a metre, if they're a metre.
Ooh, look at that.
Yeah, pretty
flipping
it is. I mean, it is a small flat.
You would be scared.
I don't like that.
I remember when I first discovered that potatoes did that, and myself.
Yeah, I don't like
they're
that.
Horrible.
Look at that.
It's like something out of a science fiction film.
A science fiction film.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go on to make that comparison.
When I was about 8 years old, my grandfather grew Pembrokeshire potatoes, and I found them really cute, because they are quite cute, aren't they, baby potatoes?
Yeah.
And I kept one in a drawer, thinking, that's really cute, I'm going to keep it. And then I opened the drawer and it had sprouted tentacles, and I was shat myself because I had no idea potatoes did that.
All right. Were they meter long pink tentacles?
No.
Just tiny little white ones. About half a centimetre.
Still a shark.
Do you know what's amazing? You go
it is still a shark.
36 episodes of the froth and looking at various news stories from across the world, and we've had 3 potato-based stories.
Yeah,
that's true.
And what's amazing is that we haven't heard that one from Sean before.
No, yeah.
Because I actually believe that one. I don't... that Sean left a potato in a drawer and opened it up and it had a little white sprouty bit.
No, it was quite long.
One of those ones you just peel off with your finger when it's...
No, it was quite long.
How long?
Like, it was properly...
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, well, I
Sean's
have to lie. I have to lie to get any attention.
I can see why you lie now, because most of your stories are, I put a potato in a drawer, I opened the drawer again, there was a little white bit sticking out of it, and everyone's like, and you go, I'm going to have to spice this up. Sean's lies.
You have a bloody tattoo of a potato on your shoulder.
That's true.
Of course you do,
Of course he does.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Nobody knows why. Anyway. So she gets back to her flat in Caen in Normandy in France. She hasn't been there for 3 months. She's been with her boyfriend. as the light was off and shutters down, is France, remember?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that it was the potatoes, so she just sees these pink. It was only after opening the shutters, is France, remember, that I took note of this extraordinary sight. I was terrified at first.
It is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, I remember your one with the, when it happened in your drawer. It was
you weren't there.
No, I know, but... I was terrified at first, but after realising what it was, I laughed a lot and shared a video of the plant on Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's on social media these days. Look at that. Look at the shoots forcing themselves through the ceilings of the kitchen.
Oh, it's weird. Ooh. It's really weird.
That is pretty rank,
isn't it?
Yeah. I don't like it.
I don't like it.
My friends couldn't stop laughing. They found the whole situation unbelievable. Photos show the huge shoots to have pierced through the seal of the kitchen worktops, falling to the floor below, wrapping themselves around a broom.
What?
Yeah. She got home and they were doing the housework, it says.
Like Fantasia.
Wrapping themselves around a broom and even reaching up to her television to try and change channels. Donna said it took her hours, this is Donna Poré. Donna said it took her hours to completely remove the potato and its army of runaway shoots. But not before sharing a photo to Twitter. Christ, Snapchat, Twitter, she's all over it. The images have racked up more than 194,000 likes and 60,000 retweets, as others say the rogue vegetable has left them scared. Despite the traumatic ordeal, Donna says it hasn't been enough to put her off eating potatoes in the future.
It is weird though, isn't it?
That is a brave woman.
But it is weird. It makes you think whether they've got an agenda.
No, it doesn't.
What, the potatoes?
Yeah. Well, it does, love. To go through, like, kitchen units.
But I don't know what to say.
But you know what I mean? You don't think of veg as having an agenda.
No, I think there's a reasonable reason for that. Isn't there?
What is it?
Lack of sentience?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
The shoots had fixed in place in the joints and were difficult to remove. I ended up having to cut some of the shoots out with scissors and I had to fill in the holes they made. I replanted the potatoes in my vegetable patch.
Don't bloody replant it. Get rid of it.
And today they're growing once again. I'm eager to see what will come out of the ground.
Potatoes.
So, which of those? Those are your three frothy stories. You've got the woman's hairless cat. You've got the...
What's that mean?
You know what that means. You've got the woman and the hairless cat story. You've got the woman terrified by the mutant potatoes. Or you've got the... hey, I need some freaking toilet paper to wipe my butthole. My ass, in case you're wondering.
I don't know, actually.
Needing toilet paper.
They're sort of much of them. I'd maybe go potatoes. Because they're just sort of doing what they're biologically supposed to do.
They are doing what they're biologically... But is it less of a story than a toddler shouting through a bathroom door, I need some toilet paper? I mean, as news goes.
Yeah, as news... Well, I mean...
As news
I'm
goes.
I'm actually quite shocked by that potato one. I'd be terrified of that.
If we can't decide, let's imagine this. You turn on the TV tonight, okay? Your news of choice. BBC, CNN, could be Sky, could be Al Jazeera. The leading story is about a kid who's in the toilet shouting for toilet paper. Okay? Now you switch channels, right? You've got Channel 4 News or at Sky, could be anything, right? And there's a story about a woman returning from her flat after 3 months with her boyfriend in court and finding some mutant potatoes, right? Or then you turn over, or you switch on the radio, and on Radio 4, whatever it is, or World Service, whatever you listen to, right? Could be other channels are available. There's a story about a woman's hairless cat and the delivery drivers being nasty about it. Which one of those would you be most surprised by?
If someone said, which story, we've got quotes or, you know, we're going to go to a report of each one, I'd probably be most interested in hearing a delivery man go, oh, that cat looks like my balls. I think so. I'm ruling that out as the frothiest.
You don't think that's the frothiest?
No.
No? Okay.
I think maybe the toddler one.
Yeah.
Because the potato one, I would be interested, actually. Because I'd want to see, like, you're right, Barry.
I can't believe
see...
Look, you're in... Okay, I'm your editor. Mm-hmm. You two, young journalists.
I'd want to see a
young, ambitious journalists.
Of the potatoes and how they've... Actually...
Young, ambitious journalists, you two. Right? Sean, you've had an operation, so bear that in mind. Barry's... Right. You're young, ambitious journalists. I'm your editor. I say, go out there and get me a goddamn story. He said,
where are the editor of?
And then, come on, the journal. Which story are you going to follow up thinking this is the big story?
The potatoes.
Terrified woman returning home to find a mutant potato, a toddler on the toilet who hasn't got any toilet paper, or a woman's hairless cat that looks a bit like a driver delivery's driver's balls.
The potato one.
I'd go for the balls. So the frothiest by default.
So the frothiest
is the kid.
By a process of elimination, whichever way you come at this, the kid in the toilet without any toilet paper needing to wipe its butthole is the frothiest story. Yeah. There's your winner. Congratulations. Now then, that is the end of the series, the end of series 3. Thank you very much for listening. That is 36 episodes down. Have you enjoyed this series, Sean Harris?
Yes.
Have you enjoyed this series, Barry Castagnola?
Very much so.
So, what are we all up to? We're having a little break now for a little while before we start a series 4 later in the year. So, we'll have a little break. Barry, what are you up to during the break?
I've been sort of writing and producing a Radio 4 sitcom that's coming out in June, middle of June, 6:30, called Unite.
Middle of June, 6:30?
I think it's a Wednesday. And
so look out for that.
It goes out around the middle of June.
Is it 6:30? Is it
6:30 precisely?
Wednesday.
Radio 4.
From about the 16th or 23rd of June, 6:30.
It's
Radio
very
4.
Good. I've heard a sneaky peek. It's very good.
Chance, you heard a sneaky peek. What's sneaky it called, peak? Barry?
It's called Unite. Yes.
Unite. And it's with, it's got Mark.
Mark Steele, Elliot Mark Steele. Ivor...
Claire Skinner.
Ivor Graham.
Ivor Graham.
Kevin Eldon. Simon
Kevin Greenwald, Eldon.
Susanna Fielding. Amazing. And many
Susanna
more.
Susanna Fielding and many, many more. Listen
funny.
Out for that. Radio 4 Unite. That is Barry's written and produced sitcom coming up. Sean Harris, what are you up to apart from recovering from your operation?
I am. I've written my first ever pilot, sitcom pilot, which I'm going to be, working on. And I'm also in Welcome Strangers, which is the third series of Welcome Strangers, which is a comedy sketch show on BBC Radio Wales.
When does that start?
Oh, I don't know. Soon.
Okay, good plugs these.
Soon.
So good, solid plugs. So
when
if,
start?
If you find
you're
yourself...
Working on something.
I am working on something. I am working on a second series for Comedy Central of Rod Gilbert's Growing Pains, where I interview comedians and presenters and various famous faces about being a teenager. The trials and tribulations, the adolescent arse-ups and juvenile japes of being a teenager, which was great fun, the first series last year, which went out. We recorded it last year and it went out in January. We are now recording a bumper 12-episode second series. I'm recording it in a few weeks' time. No idea when it goes out. So if you find yourself at a loose end some point in the future, our best guess at the moment for Barry's is June 6:30. John, no idea. Me, no idea. But if you are at a loose end, watch out for those things. That is the end of Series 3. It is done and dusted for another series. Thanks very much to our special guest and producer, Barry Castagnola, and all our special guests and contributors over the course of the series. Brian and Sarah, of course, our animal consultants. We've had Merrill, our Bradley Walsh consultant. We have got Apes of Froth, Barry's mum, and Ian, our monkey correspondents. Thank you to the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thurkel.
Don't forget, you can contact us at the Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. Don't forget, you can also contact us at the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe, rate us at 5 stars, catch up on all 36 episodes across the 3 series that are available in all the usual places. Spread the word and tell your friends. This podcast was a Flan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.